Welcome to Carce and the Kid. With your hosts, Steve Carce and Alexander Danilov.
And good morning, folks. Welcome to what's now become part two of the show that we had the other night. We got cut off with tech issues, which, again, I can't apologize enough for, but it's not something we can control. But I have let the provider and the creator of our platform know how angry we were and how upset we were how it happened, not just because it killed the flow, but it killed the excitement and the fun that we were all having with doing that show. But we were able to do it today. So, of course, it's continuing on the news that we had and the stuff that we were talking about. We actually had some really big news come about since then. It actually happened that very night, Steve. If you look at it, I was up until about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was watching MLB Network, and guess what I saw? Breaking news about Dee Gordon of the Miami Marlins, and somebody who I was a big fan of, had him in a couple of my fantasy leagues, suspended 80 games for testing positive, I think it's for multiple banned substances, which he said he was unknowingly taken, which of course is kind of like the default response. But let's get your take on that. How you think that affects baseball, because he's one of those guys you don't really expect to ever be implicated in something like that.
Yeah, you know, we discuss this all the time, and we kind of, you know, have our talking points on it, and players have their talking points on it. Ultimately, it comes down to the player knowing what he's putting in his body, what supplements he's taken, because to me, things don't accidentally get into your body. You better have with the rules today and the way Major League Baseball is checking performance-enhancing drugs, each player needs to take accountability and the responsibility to know what they're putting in their body. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's the bottom line. If you put something in your body and you don't know what the ingredients are, then, you know, there's major issues with these supplements that you're taking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those scenarios where it really hits, especially because it's a star player. People know it. You see guys get suspended more regularly than we would like. We saw Irvin Santana as a big name get suspended early last year. There was a bunch of other suspensions around that time, but he was one of the bigger names. And seeing Dee Gordon this year is one of the bigger names after we saw a couple suspensions, including Familia of the Mets getting suspended. I think that was a lifetime ban, if my memory serves correct, because he failed the test last year as well. So, you know, you have this, you're always going to have this in baseball, you're always going to have it in sports. So the question is, to me, Steve, it's not, oh my God, here we go again. It's more like, okay, baseball is getting it right. They're not afraid to release the bigger names. I mean, this is a budding star. Of course, then you have the controversy of, oh, you have Barry Bonds in the dugout now. All of a sudden, this kid gets, you know, fails a test. Is there something going on there? Is he feeding the clubhouse with these steroids? And of course, that's a ridiculous thing. It's always going to be said, but, you know, like you said, Steve, every player has an individual decision to make, and in some cases, and in a lot of cases, we talk about this all the time as non-players, it's hard to fault someone for taking it because you feel that's the environment, you feel that might be the only way you have to succeed, but at the end of the day, you have to keep the game clean if you're Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper said, The PEDs are no excuse for Dee Gordon losing a title. You're going to have a lot of players coming out. Some people are going to be sanctimonious. Some people are going to be indignant about it. And some people are going to be supportive of Dee Gordon. So there's going to be all these emotions going around, but this is a big story in baseball. The Marlins tried to move past that last night as Adam Conley, lefty, goes 7 2/3, Steve. No hit innings for them, trying to help the team kind of recover, bounce back from the shock of what had happened, and ends up being broken up by Jonathan Lucroy, the biggest news he's made so far this year, on a bloop single.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just credit Don Mattingly for taking that young man out after 7 2/3 no-hit innings. Mm-hmm. You know, the no-hitter was broken up in the ninth inning off one of the relievers. So, you know, he's looking out for the young man's career at 115 pitches. You don't know how many more it's going to take. Is it going to be 135? Is it going to be 140? Is that going to be, you know, a lot of stress on the young man's arm early in the season and derail maybe his career? So You know, that's always a question that you can second guess, and it's hindsight's 20/20. But to do what he did and to have an understanding of, you know, this young man early in his career, you know, furthering his career and continuing to pitch and helping the Marlins out for the rest of the season was admirable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Marlins also had some other news. They have Ichiro Suzuki, one of the best players in baseball history in limited time, Steve, because he came in, I believe it was 28 years old when he came come into the league. And just set fire to the game. Just, I mean, we talk about Puig mania. Ichiro set baseball on fire for years straight. Of course, capping it off with beating, breaking George Sisler's single season record of hits, and he did that on the, you know, just regular Ichiro fashion. This is a guy, from what I've heard, in batting practice can tank him just like everybody else, but that's not his game. An unbelievable talent, always stuck to it, always consistent. He was, entering the season, he was I forget how many hits away, but he was chasing 3,000. He was also chasing 500 stolen bases, which is a huge feat also, Steve, considering how the amount of years that he played. And he lost those early years where, of course, you have the speed, you have the tenacity, you have the you have everything that you need to be able to steal those bases. And of course, the last couple of years, his body kind of broke down, he's inconsistent, all that. That's normal. But he got his 2,944th hit and stole his 500th base last night. So big hats off to Ichiro Suzuki, one of the best baseball has ever had. No question, this guy's a Hall of Famer, instant first ballot. And I don't know if he's going to be a unanimous one. I'm not going to call that. But he's got to have at least 90%+ of the vote. It's ridiculous if he doesn't.
Yeah, he's you know, a player that comes along really once in a generation with what type of talent that he brings. I mean, he's a tremendous defender in the outfield. His arm is second to none. You know, what he does at the plate, you know, he slaps the ball, he runs, he uses his speed. He has an understanding of who he is and what he does best and how he helps the team win. And not only has that helped teams win, but it has helped him become a great player, knowing who you are and have been a great self-evaluator.
Mm-hmm. And he has what I'm surprised has been mimicked more, but what I call the kind of like the hokey pokey stance in that bat. When he swings, he's pretty much half foot in, half foot out of the 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the batter's box on his way to first base. So he was able to get out a lot of singles because of that. Let infield singles and tortured a lot of people, made them bring the defenders in a little bit. So what does he do? Then he bloops it over their head. He goes into the gap. He does all these things. If you include his time in Japan, his nine seasons in Japan, nine seasons is amazing, plus 16 in baseball. You're talking about just an amazing run for that he's had. He has 698 total swipes. It's just truly incredible. So he's 33rd place all time now, ahead of Frank Robinson with his hit. So that was a historic number there, and of course the round number of 500 and 698 total in his professional day. So Ichiro Suzuki, again, hats off to the Marlins outfielder, who's had a pretty good start to the season. Again, he's playing part time, but he is chasing number 3,000, so they're going to give him enough at bats hopefully to be able to hit that number this year, so he can retire on that note if he so chooses. We have Trevor Story smacking his 10th home run and tying baseball's record for home runs by a rookie in a month. That was Jose Abreu's record from a couple years back in 2014. Of course, Abreu having a great rookie year, and it's been obviously pretty damn good since then. But Trevor Story, again, just continues for him. He's been doing so well for them, and it's, you know, of course he had that sizzling start and cool down somewhat, but hitting 10 home runs in 1 month, your first month of baseball, is a pretty remarkable feat.
Yeah, it's a great start for this young man. You know, big shoes to fill coming in.
Huge. Yeah.
You know, Troy Tulowitzki being traded last year, and then, you know, him being able to step in the shortstop and get off to a start the way he did, you know, was a tremendous factor for the Colorado Rockies. And you know, he's going to have to keep up this pace, not with home runs, but with continue to hit and continue to, you know, be the guy that everybody's talking about. So it's nice to see him off to a nice start, and you know, one of those things where people would say, see, you shouldn't have traded Troy Tulowitzki because this guy didn't get off to a good start or is not having the production that he has had. And, you know, now there's not much rumblings about Tulowitzki, his salary, getting shipped off to Toronto, and them having this young man, Trevor Story, you know, filling in at shortstop and ultimately probably going to be their everyday shortstop for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, just a great thing going on for baseball. You have young guys like this, not only setting records or tying records. You have the older guys like Ichiro. You have the younger guys doing stuff. It's great for baseball. The talent is so amazing. Of course, you have Bryce Harper leading all of baseball as the biggest name, arguably the face of baseball. Whether he wants to be that or not, I think he does. I believe he does. But he wants to do it in a different way, which is, I think, going to take baseball into a little bit of a different direction and appeal to a different kind of crowd that originally might have not been playing baseball. They might have been playing football. Maybe we get that talent back. But baseball, certainly not lacking in stories, certainly not lacking in amazing feats and history going on this year. We have Zach Greinke going against Trevor Story today. That's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a nice little challenge for Trevor Story, of course. Zach Greinke trying to get back on somewhat of the footing that he was the last couple of years, of course, last year being his best ever. But, you know, that big contract weighing on him, the Diamondbacks' rotation, for lack of better words, have been snake-bitten. Of course, their offense, too, with the loss of A.J. Pollock. So they're going to try to get back on solid footing, trying to make my pick of how well they would do this year, trying to save myself on that one. But I still think they're a really good team. I think they'll get hot. I think the talents, like Pat Corbin, will come back and be his somewhat of his old form. Shelby Miller, Zach Greinke, Robbie Ray's been pretty good for them this year. So there's a lot of talent there. So we'll see. It's going to be a good game today. The Rockies and the Diamondbacks, if you have a chance to watch it, or at least scoreboard watch. Speaking of scoreboard watch, we'll leave it off with this. Some big stuff going on in baseball last night. We talked about Adam Conley and his near no-hitter, 7 2/3. And Don Mattingly saying, easy decision, take him out. We agree. Ryan Howard blasting his 6th career walk-off homer. David Ortiz with the go-ahead blast against the Yankees. Tanaka, another great pitching performance going for naught. Everaldis Chapman becoming an official U.S. citizen. Good for him. I mean, we've been trying to get my aunt from Israel for over 20 years here, but at least somebody's getting the citizenship today. Everaldis Chapman on his way back to joining the Yankees and throwing smoke. The Yankees, if they put a bat in his hand, it might be a little bit better for them because they can't seem to score any runs or get any offense going. But their crosstown rivals, the Mets, Steve, had no issues doing that yesterday with Yoenis Cespedes capping off a 12-run inning with a grand salami. That pretty much wraps up the news that we had that we want to cover. Of course, we had some new developments coming up. We appreciate you joining us to be able to give that that info. Last we spoke also, the Atlanta Hawks are playing against the Boston Celtics. They ended up winning that game. And you have the Cleveland Cavs and Atlanta Hawks playing against each other. Should be a good matchup. You have the Miami Heat tying it up with the Charlotte Hornets, 3-3 now. And you have a 3-3 scenario now. The Pacers beating the Toronto Raptors in Game 6. It was 101-83. You also have the Portland Trail Blazers beating the Clippers and ending their run this year. Of course, the Clippers, a lot of unfortunateness with losing Chris Paul with a broken hand, kind of like a freak accident type of thing, or just a freak motion. We have the Warriors, the Trail Blazers, the Thunder, and the Spurs. You have the Cleveland Cavs and Atlanta Hawks, and then the potential of either the Miami Heat, the Charlotte Hornets. I keep saying Bobcats. And the Toronto Raptors and the Pacers, one of those two are going to face the other two, the Heat or the Hornets. So you have all that shaping up, and we have one game in so far in the NHL playoffs in the second round. The Stars, the Sharks, the Islanders, and the Washington Capitals all won. Stay tuned for that. We'll continue to give you news on that. And lastly, we'll leave off with Matt Cain and what we started off the show with, which is PEDs. He's saying that the penalty for PED users are strong enough. That's coming from Matt Cain. We'll see if baseball ends up changing it. I don't think so. I think the program they have in now is good. I think it's hurt a lot of people because we're not seeing as many people get implicated. We're not seeing Mitchell reports. We're not seeing anyone called to testify in front of Congress. So all those things lead me to believe that the system that they have now is working, or at least to a good degree. So that wraps up our part two Unless you want to cover anything, Steve. I don't think we missed anything. I think we did a pretty good job of nailing down everything that we wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. We just wanted to finish up and give our listeners, you know, what they deserve and finish up the show. Technical difficulties happen. There's nothing we can do about that. And we do our best to get back to you and wrap up, you know, the news and notes that we need to do.
Mm-hmm. So now we have one last thing to do, which is our last licks. Now, remember, we're going to be unveiling a new part of our show, which is going to be called One Thing, and that's going to be in the beginning of our shows, and that's going to be starting at probably our next one, Steve, right? So I think we feel comfortable doing it then. We're going to tweak it a little bit, how we want to do it, and then we'll start talking about some of the other things that are going on in baseball, like, you know, contenders, pretenders, we'll continue with that, but we'll just get a little bit deeper into some of the stories that are going on in baseball and break it down a little bit deeper. We do higher level analysis, but we have to do that almost because, you know, otherwise we'd be doing a 10-hour show because there's so much sports news to cover, and we sometimes only have to do we can only do service level stuff. So, you know, we appreciate everyone tuning into Carsey and the Kid to be able to find out everything that they need to know about sports, or at least what we're able to cover at that particular time. And stay tuned to carsaynthekid.com for more details on our future shows, which we have a lot of great guests coming up, including Jason Stark has expressed interest in coming on the show. We love Jason Stark, Pedro Gomez, and a slew of others. We want to get some of the fantasy guys like the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry on the show, and a slew of others. So, again, that wraps up this week's show. We just have our last licks left to do, which I would like to lead off, Steve, because this is something I really want to get off. Part of why I was so upset the other night, and actually I'm kind of happy, not happy that it happened, but actually what my last lick was going to be is what it's still going to be, and I have another game to add to that, which is the Columbus Clippers, the team that Steve is a part of and helping build up that pitching staff and, of course, encouraging the rest of the team, winning 9 in a row now, the hottest team in the International League right now, 9 in a row. They're 10-3 at home. They're 9-1 in their last 10. Just an incredible story so far. 14-7, of course, they were really good last year. Look even better this year. They're leading the International League West by a game and a half. The most wins in the league. Steve, kudos to you and the squad. Again, just amazing run right now. Got 9 in a row. You have the Louisville Bats close behind. Again, they're a game and a half back, winning 6 in a row. But that is a pretty tough division. Right now you have 3 teams that are at least 2 games over 500. Of course, you guys are 7 games over 500. But, again, it's just a great story so far to start off the season. Congrats to you guys.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it has been great. You know, I think that, you know, the first week of the season, we kind of got a little bit thrown off track, missing 4 out of the first 5 games, rained out, called it out. And it just took a little bit of time to gather that chemistry and to gel, and these guys have been doing a tremendous job on both sides of the ball, pitching and having some timely hitting, especially late in the games when we get guys on base. So it's been fun to watch, and it's you know, a lot of fun to watch these guys succeed. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and by the way, in that stretch that you guys had, there are 3 games where your pitching staff has shut out the other side, and there was a couple other games where they only gave up 1 run. So you're talking about out of those 5 games, either no runs or only 1 run surrendered out of 9, and you had a couple other games in there where there were 3 runs surrendered. So just an incredible run by the team. It looks like it might continue. I mean, you guys have Gwinnett's number right now. You swept them last weekend, and you got them again tonight. So after that win, 4-1 win last night. So again, congrats to the team. Steve, of course, you're doing a great job there, and it's showing. The team is really good, and looks like you guys are primed for a really good season.
Yeah, you know, it's early. Again, I think first 40 games dictate a lot. You know, injuries play a big part of how teams do and what teams are able to accomplish. So, you know, as long as we stay healthy, I think these guys will continuously get better. And ultimately, we may lose a few guys, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. If we lose a few guys, that means they're getting called up to the big leagues and have an opportunity to shine at the next level. And that's what they're here to do, not only be team-first approach and win here while they're in AAA, but then, you know, when they're called upon and needed at the big league level to help contribute up there, that's, you know, what they're waiting on and gather the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. It's time for your last lick, Steve. Let's see who you got
cooked
up for
today. My last lick is going to be really short and sweet. I'm going to get off the topic of baseball, and I am actually going to go to basketball, which I rarely do, but I just want to give kudos to the Los Angeles Lakers in hiring Luke Walton to be their next head coach. I think this guy, he's had a very short time being a coach, per se, an assistant or a head coach in like D-League or whatnot. He went 24-0 at the beginning of the season as an intern with the Golden State Warriors, taking over for Steve Kerr, as he was rehabbing from his back surgery that he had to. He played 8.5 years or 8+ years for the Lakers. He ended up winning 2 titles over there, part of teams in 9 and 10 that won titles. So yeah, he's from Southern California, so he has a really good handle. Obviously, we all know who his dad is, and Bill Walton can gather advice from him. But I just think he's got the temperament, he's got the looks, he's got what the Lakers are looking for, and I think that his laid-back style is going to be something that the Los Angeles Lakers need to rejuvenate that team and get them back to where, you know, the expectations are of the Shaq, Kobe, Kareem, Magic errors. They need to start winning. L.A. wants a winner. They deserve a winner. And I think this guy's the right man for the job. So congratulations to Luke Walton to be the next Los Angeles Lakers head coach.
Fantastic last lick for sure. It wasn't even in my mind for it, but you have a guy who is only 36 years old. Of course, a great run with the Golden State Warriors as a coach, as a fill-in coach as well for Steve Kerr. He's got big shoes to fill from the legacy of Phil Jackson and, all the great runs that they've had in the past, Pat Riley in the older days. So there's a lot here. There's a lot of legacy, a lot of history for the Lakers, and, of course, a lot of drama over the last few years or so with losing. But winning cures all. You have the 36-year-old Luke Walton. Again, we both believe a great choice for that job. And I believe the Lakers within a couple of years will be competing again. If nothing else, he will absolutely change the culture in that locker room. There will be no more leaked videos and things like that. I think people will play for him. Great mind, great family, great pedigree of basketball knowledge and talent. But great last lick overall, though, Steve.
Thank you. Yeah, so, it was fabulous to get this early morning Saturday show in for us and. For our listeners, the continuation. So I just want to thank our listeners for coming back, listening, and, getting the part two part of the show underneath our belt. And, and join us next time when we come back on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. And that wraps up this week's show. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned to carsayandthekid.com for more on the show, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck to the Columbus Clippers going for 10 straight today, going for the double-digit run. So great job again by you guys and the team, Steve, obviously. So we'll talk to everybody next week. Have a great weekend. Next week we have Mother's Day coming up Sunday, so stay tuned again to carsayandthekid.com for when we'll be doing that show and who we'll be having on. Thanks all.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great week.